This is Nisha Riedel with Mary Merkel Hess at the Artist Home and Studio in Iowa City, Iowa, on August 24th, 2010, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just start at the beginning, Mary, and then we'll move through and get to more current events. But let's discuss your childhood background, when and where you were born, and what that experience was like.
I was born in Waterloo, Iowa. I'm a native Iowan.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, my parents lived on one of my grandfather's farms.
Mm-hmm.
They never farmed, but we lived in a farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember those first few years.
When were you born? What was the
1949, April 6, 1949.
Okay.
And so I would say by 2 or 3 years old, we were living in a different place,
mm-hmm.
but that was my initial home out there in the rural countryside of Iowa.
And what were they farming? Did they farm?
They didn't farm.
Oh, they didn't farm at all?
No, my parents never farmed.
And your grandparents either?
No, my grandparents did farm.
Okay.
Yeah, and many of my uncles, and so I came from that kind of a farming background.
Right. Was that a part of your experience as a child, visiting the farm?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Because my first memories of home are we moved into a housing development on the edge of Waterloo. And luckily, we lived on the very edge of this. So there was a cornfield across the road from us. There was a lake, you know, down a path a half mile away. So I still grew up, you know, in this countrified environment, and just with living in this little development, there were kids everywhere. It was right after the war, and all the GIs were home, so lots of kids, and that was my initial memory,
mm-hmm.
you know, of childhood. And then when I was 11, mm-hmm. we moved back to the country. We moved back to Gilbertville, where my grandfather lived, where my mother had grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tossed out of this environment with lots of kids into living in the country, where my cousins were around, but they were still some distance away.
Mm-hmm.
I lived, the town of Gilbertville is about 1,000, 1,200 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely Catholic. It's entirely, everyone's from Luxembourg originally.
Really?
And, yeah, very kind of little ethnic enclave.
Yeah.
On the road I lived on, you know, everyone was either my cousin or my uncle or my grandparent. So for, you know, several miles around me were, you know, I was just in the middle of this extended family.
How extraordinary.
But I was alone a lot of the time,
mm-hmm.
but living in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my childhood background.
And what did your parents do?
My dad was a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So he was always involved in building projects. He started
mm-hmm.
out building houses,
mm-hmm.
he and another man, that eventually developed into building primarily commercial buildings and churches and schools and that kind of larger projects.
Mm-hmm.
But always the house was full of blueprints and, you know, that kind of, and my dad did all kinds of things. He knew how to weld, he knew how to build cabinets and do woodworking and plumbing, and you know, he just understood all those parts of building. So he was always doing things, and my mom was always doing things too. She liked to sew, and you know.
And did you get involved in either of those activities, the building and the constructing, or the
oh,
sewing?
Oh yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
so. My dad, I know that. My dad taught us a lot of things. He did teach us to just do simple welds, and
mm-hmm.
so we got comfortable. And my mom, we sewed and did a lot of people. We were just always making things. I mean, it was just a family where people made things.
And as a little girl, you learned to weld a little bit.
A little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know. I wouldn't say it was complex, you know.
Right.
But we were hanging around, and,
right?
So.
And in terms of your grandfather's farm, were you spending a lot of time out in nature? Was a kid, were you walking around the fields?
Yeah, we were. Generally, we were out and about visiting our cousins because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can remember you just head out through the corn.